The text for our meditation this morning will be from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. But before I read it for you, I'd like to set some of the historical framework. So Isaiah, in this section, he'll be prophesying to a city of Jerusalem that had been completely destroyed. Its people carried away into captivity by Babylon. Now Babylon would come in 586 BC. And they would take away the people. They would destroy the city. They'd even destroy the temple that the Israelites were so proud of. And most of the people were gone, yet there were a few stragglers that were left to remain in the city. You know, I really want you to picture this scene that'll be described in our text. I want you to picture two lone watchmen walking through a decimated city one morning, walking through piles of rubble and dirt and timbers. As they walk through, there's smoke billowing up from some smoldering embers. There's dust whipping into the air. But on the whole, the entire city is quiet. Not a soul stirs. And these watchmen, you can tell they're overcome with grief. They look around them and see what has become of the people of God. A people carried away, a city destroyed. They're going on their patrol, and suddenly they hear a sound piercing through the morning calm. It's the sound of a voice in the distance, and they look, and there on the hills in the distance is a lone person running and leaping and shouting something. And these watchmen, they listen, and soon they begin to rejoice at his message. This illustration is pictured for us in our text, and the substance of that message is also found in Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice, together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This city, Jerusalem, that was laid in ruins, was described as the waste places in our text. We look at ourselves and we see that we really are not much different than that destroyed city. Well, we too, as a people, we were carried away into captivity by the devil. When Eve ate that fateful fruit, we all plunged into destruction. We were all carried away into captivity to our sins, as we're described as slaves to sin, according to our old Adams. Look around us and see what has become of the people of God. We are a barren wasteland, just like that city of Jerusalem. What a hopeless situation we find ourselves in. We see our spiritual conditions, see the sins that we constantly commit. Even during this Advent season, when we celebrate the coming of Christ on Christmas, we have church two times a week, and yet, day after day after day, we fall into the same old hateful actions, the same old jealousy, the same old lustful thoughts, the same old gossip. No, just like that city of Jerusalem, we're no more than a pile of rubble and ashes. Look at what has become of us, a people of God. Now, who would ever find pride in us? Who would ever seek to resurrect us? Now, this city, Jerusalem, was much more than just a fixer-upper. Now, this was an entire city that was in ruins. And we, an entire people, completely fallen from God. And yet, our text says to that city of Jerusalem, in verse 9, he has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. And you can almost think of that word redeemed as reborn. He has brought a new birth in the city of Jerusalem. And in the same way, to you, his people, though you lay in ruins and dust and ashes, God comforts you as well. He has brought you a new birth by redeeming you. Now, it's hard to believe that God would seek to raise this city of Jerusalem. After all, it was completely laid waste. But we do know from history that he did bring his people back, and that he did return Jerusalem to its nearly to its former glory. And he does the same thing for you. And he did it for Jerusalem because Jerusalem was his city. And he does it for you because you are his people. And so God comforts you. You, though you mourn in this desolate wasteland of your sins, God offers you comfort. Comfort through Christ. And as that messenger said, your God reigns. That was Christ. Christ is your God reigning over your sin and reigning over death on your behalf. And that comfort is summed up well in the final verse of our text, where we read, the Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. So God bared his holy arms, basically rolled up his sleeves, or maybe even tears them off. When I think of this, God bearing his holy arms, showing his strength, I kind of picture a strong man stepping in front of an abused victim, between the victim and his abuser, and standing there, bearing his holy arms, showing his strength and saying, you're going to have to get through me. I'm on his side. And God did this multiple times. He bared his holy arms. He showed his strength and did it, first of all, when Babylon carried Israel away into captivity. And then God came in and he smashed Babylon. He destroyed Babylon and brought Israel, his chosen people, back to Jerusalem. But that wouldn't be enough. Because though they were no longer in captivity to Babylon, they, along with all of his chosen people, of any time and place, both you and I, you know that we were still in captivity to our sins. And so God bared his holy arms again, this time by sending his son Jesus Christ to be born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who are under the law. God stepped in front of you and claimed you as his. He wrestled you away from the grips of the devil. He wrenched you out of the clutches of death. He bared his holy arms and won your salvation. And while this would be sufficient, that wouldn't be the last time that God bared his holy arms. No, that last time has yet to come. That will come when Christ comes again to earth. When Christ comes on the clouds of heaven, and all the nations of the earth see him coming, and then no one can deny that Jesus Christ is Lord and that Christ is reigning as God. He will come again, and as our text said, all the nations of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Yes, he will come again, and he will bear his holy arms, and with them he will judge the unbelieving world. Yet with his holy arms, he will also open them up and warmly embrace you, his beloved children. Mourn no longer, for Christ has redeemed you. And in Christ, God gives you comfort. And now we may all look toward his glorious return. Raise up your voices and shout and sing for joy, for your God reigns. We'll close by singing hymn 348.